Okay, Steelers fans, you've been hearing a lot so far this summer about zone blocking and the stretch play. Tunchokan is going to show you what that all means.
The beauty of the stretch play is that you can run it against any defense, and you can run it out of multiple formations. You can run it out of two tights. You can run it out of three wides. You can run it out of traditional tight end, two receivers and a fullback. It's run the same way because you're blocking an area. Let's go to the board, and we'll show how it's diagrammed. Now, I'm only going to run it out of ace. Ace formation is two tight ends, two receivers, and a running back. The reason I like it best out of ace is it makes the defense stretch out, and they've got to play every gap. If you take the tight end out of there, the backside defensive end or the will linebacker, depending on is it a 3-4 or a 4-3, he can crash. He can possibly catch the play from the backside. Now, the beauty of this play is it's designed to get to the perimeter. It's designed to get to the outside. But depending on how you play it, you can start picking gaps or what they call windows, holes, all the way to the backside of the nose tackle. So we're going to start on the front side. And basically, it's really a four-man, and sometimes it can be a five-man combination block. And what the beauty of this is that it allows the offensive lineman to sell out to a gap. Normally when you're playing straight blocking or power blocking, if your guy goes inside and you try to hook him to the outside, he takes the inside and he's going to make a play in the backfield. So a lot of time, offensive linemen and tight ends, they govern it down. When you play this, you could just take off because you know you're protected to the inside. So I want you to think of this is the guy that's really in the jackpot. He's the one that what we want to do here is we want to play it to the outside. Everyone's going to take a jab step to the right, and they're going to take the one man to the outside. So the tackle's going to do it, the guard's going to do it, the center's going to do it, the backside guard, backside tackle, and backside tight end. Now, the whole idea is to create these tracks, if you will, and you're going to get on a track and you're going to take going. So if the outside linebacker plays to the outside, the tight end can sell out to try to hook him. And as he starts running, because what they tell, unless this guy is crashing down, the outside linebacker, they're telling this guy, don't get hooked. If you get this play to the perimeter, which it's designed for, it's Katie bar the door. There's only one guy out here, and that's the corner. Now the safeties have to come up and make the play. Now, if this guy plays outside, it now turns into a two-way zone between this guy. And the idea is one of these guys is going to come off late and pick up the linebacker who's flowing. As soon as he sees action away, any good inside linebacker, he's flowing to the outside. So as these two guys are combinationing off the defensive end, one of the guys has to come out to the Mike backer or the Buck backer. On the backside, same thing's happening. The center's selling out hard to the play side. The backside guard is trying to get across the face of the nose tackle. And a lot of times when you see the zone run, you'll see the backside guard is cutting the nose tackle. Nose tackles are complaining about this throughout the National Football League. These guys are cutting. But really what he's trying to do is he's trying to get his head across the bow of the nose tackle. So he's trying to get his left shoulder into his crotch and his head beyond him. Well, these guys are usually more athletic than these guys. And so what ends up happening is you have to cut him. So on the backside, you see right here, this is the backside, what they call three technique. And his job is usually to crash and get upfield. And so we're trying to, this is usually Atkins from Cincinnati. This is the Cincinnati Bengals defense. It's a 4-3 under or over. It's really run the same way against ace. And so now we're trying to wall off the backside. Now, a number of things could happen here. If these two guys play, if they played honest, in other words, two gap, if you get it to the outside, right now the running back is out to the edge. But if he starts fighting over, now you're going to have to move this guy. And what he's starting to do is if he sees the linebacker come out here, he said, okay, I can't take it to the perimeter. They've got us outnumbered over there. So he starts looking. The first guy he looks at is the Mike linebacker. Is he playing over the top? And he'll start looking from offside, onside tackle to onside guard to all the way backside if we get flow over the top. A lot of times you'll hear, if you listen to the games on the radio, you'll hear me say that the linebackers got caught in the wash. Well, they're chasing. Their job is to make tackles. And so if they play over the top, if they're overly aggressive, this guy will cut it. He could cut it right here. He could cut it here. Or he could take it all the way backside. The other thing that can happen is, if this guy crashes, if the outside linebacker crashes, the real guy that's in the jackpot is now the offensive tackle. He's got to be prepared for this guy coming down hard. So he's got to take a jab step because the two of these guys are going to combination block, and then the guard is coming. So every offensive lineman is taking a bucket step, and their job is to overtake the next guy to the player to the right of them. And so if that happens, once again, we get a nice little seal right here. The beauty of this play is if everybody plays to the outside, and all you have to do is you're told to keep run with this guy. So even if this guy beats you to the spot, we always talk about good linebackers beat the offensive lineman to the spot. Because there's a point of intersect that an offensive lineman's trying to take when he's blocking a stacked linebacker. And you want to cut him off. We used to say cut him off at the pass. Well, the beauty of this play is if he never gets to the pass, you just keep following him and try to wash this whole thing over. So think of it this way. All these guys are taking a drop step to the right, and they're running down here. And the key to this play is to keep running. So what you want are these seven guys, the front seven or front eight in this case, with the strong safety in there, is you want to stretch him, and allow this guy to cut it back. Because you can't be right on the defense. You really can't. Because if you overplay it, he's going to cut it back. If you play it with your governor down, he's going to get out to the edge. And when it's run well, this is a thing of beauty.
Okay, Steelers fans, now you've seen it on the board, and you're going to see it a lot from the Pittsburgh Steelers this season.
Let me demonstrate the cut on the backside. You roll on a guy's legs like that.